been talking facts, all praises. Duda,
I like the most. That joint you hearing right now is from Golden Child. It's called Gifted. It's off his album War Cry. Straight up Chicago classic off the back, man. And guess who's in the building with me?
You know,
one
you know.
And only Golden Child is here.
Come on, let's go.
Man, look, recently I was at Promontory.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And you hit the stage.
All right.
You know, and for the legendary GQ to teach, it was a beneficial concert for him.
Yep, yep.
And I could have sworn when you got on stage, I heard him say that you were the son of one of the members of Soldiers at War?
Come on, man. Yeah, yeah. You want to dig into that a little bit?
Did I hear that? So I heard that correctly.
I think your ears are working good, brother.
Great, because, you know, I was a little afraid I might have to get these wax out of them. I mean, now I understand, like, with your performance, the combative gear that you wear.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
can you take us back to the time, or what you do remember of growing up around that time of like the late 90s, early 2000s, when Soldiers at War was out here heavy pushing. I'm talking about pushing heavily for those that may
big
not
time,
know.
Big time, man. You know, one of the biggest, strongest, independent movements coming out of the city of Chicago, for sure, you know. And I was really young, man. I was super, super, super young, man. I remember traveling back and forth from Chicago to Aurora, because, you know, we were stationed, you know, in Chicago and Aurora, but, you know, it was primarily on the west side of Chicago, all over the city, but super heavy on the west side, Soldiers at War. And, yeah, man, I remember, man, you know, just being with pops, being with moms. They got SAW posted all over the city, everywhere, abandoned buildings, you know, up and running businesses. It's like SAW was everywhere, man. And just seeing, you know, how united they were and how they was able to work as a collective to really, you know, make that stamp in the city of Chicago. You know, it always stuck with me for sure.
It most definitely did. And I love how you honor that to this day.
Yeah, big like, time,
I,
big
I,
time.
I was one like, man, he ready. Got to come back, gear on. He
come
is
on,
ready.
Come on,
then
come on.
It dawned on me when GQ the teacher mentioned it. I say, ah.
Yeah, man.
That's how you keep it in
send
the family.
Send me, not on me, for sure.
I know that's right. I mean, one thing I do almost daily, I passed the SAW store on 79th.
That's right. That's right.
Are you all thinking about possibly renovating things, taking it over and doing something special for the community there at all?
Man, you know, that's family, man. We already do a lot of work in that community, man. So that's family. We really haven't sat at the table to discuss, you know, any initiatives moving forward. But, you know, as things continue to unfold, man, you know, definitely down the line, we're going to make some stuff happen for sure.
I love how it's been there for some years and no one's touched it.
Yeah, at all, at all. Come on now.
The sign is still hanging.
Strong.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's soldiers, man. We soldiers, man. I ain't got to get too deep into it, but you know, we soldiers. We're going to get the job done and we're going to hold our post for sure.
I know that's right. I mean, speaking of SAW, you know, that movement deep to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you have your own movement.
Man, praise
Unity
be
movement
to the Most High.
And
yeah,
I don't even look at it. I look at it bigger than just a movement, my brother. So for those who's tuning in just now and getting in tune with you, can you break down what Unity is? Because you also have merch.
Yeah,
you all do amazing work within the community. So let everybody know.
Man, the Unity movement, man, really just picking up the baton, you know, from our former leaders, you know, and our leaders that we still have, you know, to this day that made the footprint and paved the way. Just pushing it, you know, in our time and in this generation, you know, pushing the importance of coming together. You know, we all we got at the end of the day, you know, ain't nobody going to come and save us. And, you know, God helps those who helps themselves, man. So the Unity movement really was just inspired from the current conditions of our community and coming to realize that, you know, we're not going to win, you know, if we don't come together and put aside our petty differences and come to realize that, you know, we all got a common enemy, which I like to say is, you know, the lack of knowledge and ignorance, you know. So, the Unity movement, man, going door to door, sitting down in some of these living rooms, you know, with brothers, you know, that may be into it with other sides, opposing sides and things of that sort. And just getting them to understand that a lot of us have been lied to, you know, a lot of us have been duped. A lot of us have misunderstandings that when we can get past those things, we'll be able to work together. And when we come together, we really a force to be reckoned with, for sure.
Facts. You speak about that all throughout the album, my
brother. Talk about the album.
You know, you know.
You know, you know. Come on.
I mean, originally, what neighborhood did you grow up in?
So in Chicago, man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. We definitely didn't have no silver spoons. We didn't stay in a neighborhood long enough for me to claim the neighborhood. I'm not going to lie to you. All over the city of Chicago, you know, we first was 51st in Peoria. You know, then we went from to 113th in St. Lawrence. Then we went to 103rd in Rhodes. Then we was in a shelter for a little while, homeless, right? Then we went to, you know, 62nd, you know, in University, man, all over, man. Princeton Park, you know, all over the city of Chicago, man. Yeah.
Before I tap back into some music, you said you were living in a shelter.
Shelter, yeah.
And I also know that, I mean, we already just spoke on how your pops was musically inclined, mm-hmm. your family musically inclined in general, mm-hmm. your brother.
Yep, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all do y'all thing. So how was it like getting that uprise from coming out of the shelter?
Man, it was just tough, man. You know, like I said, we didn't have a silver spoon. You know, at certain points, you know, in my growth and development and in life, you know, things was just that difficult, you know. And this is what most people don't know. You know, they see you growing, they see you developing, they see you doing your thing. But, you know, that's what they see from the outside. But if you really was to get deep into the reality of some of the things that, you know, individuals are facing, you start to see it's, you know, it's a lot that people are dealing with, you know, that may not be, you know, put on the front screen, but you know that we dealing with day in and day out. So I mean, but you know, when you young and you going through it, you kind of really don't know, you know, especially growing up in the trenches, that you know it's you really impoverished. You see what I'm saying? You outside, you having fun. You know, I remember my mother telling me that, you know, a whole bag of candy used to cost a penny coming up, right?
Days too.
You know,
gas was 50, 60 cents.
All that type of stuff, right? But for us, you know, four bags of chips used to be $1. You see what I'm saying?
Now it's $1 for
one bag, right? So, you know, growing up, man, we used to get the link card, get little change, go inside the couch, you know, go to this corner store, get our snacks, and really be living life, right? And didn't know that we really ain't have it. So when you talk about how it was, you know, coming out of it, you know, I mean, we were just living, man. Mom did an excellent job. You know, Pops did an excellent job in steering us in the right direction. So, I mean, the struggle really built our character. It you did. Understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yep. sir. Man.
Sure.
Look at here for those just now tuning in. Golden Child is in the building. Man, we finna actually tap into some music. I mean,
oh really?
Yeah. What you want to get an audience?
You said a vocal low audience is pretty diverse, yeah. man. I'm trying to see, should we really come in with a lot of energy? Should we build up? What you feeling like, man?
Look, you know, I feel energetic right now.
You feel
and I
charged up right now, bro?
Going. I do.
Let's give them that Trenches United.
That's
thing,
exactly
man.
What I got loaded. Y'all don't go nowhere and keep it locked. It's Vocal Low Radio.
Let's go.
We're uniting the trenches, man. Look. Wife know I can't stay up in the house. She know I be outside. All this drilling happening in the street, so that's why we outside. They say stop the killing, but ain't trying to stop no killing. How you trying to stop some killing in the trenches? If you don't be outside.
It's Vocal Low Radio, Chicago's only NPR music station. I'm your host, Biko, the illest coming through your stereo. And yeah, man, still got a very special guest in the building with me during this Windy City Hour. Dropped an album. War Cry. It charted, in which we're going to talk a little bit about, man. He goes by the name of Golden Child.
Sir.
Previous to the break, we spoke on, you know, Soldiers at War. We spoke on your performance for GQ at Promontory, the benefit concert. I just learned about how, you know, some of the challenges you face,
that you
turned into just a trophy. You know
Come
what I'm saying?
Now. Come on, talk
now,
about it.
Before we even get into the album, Golden Child, if you know, you know.
You know, you know.
That
yes, sir.
Tag.
Yes,
where,
sir.
Where did the tag come from? Because you be having me I just be blurting it out. I just be saying it.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I believe it was really popularized by our brother Pusha T. Mm-hmm. And he says, if you know, you know. But for years, my tag was you know, right? And it started, I was relatively young, you know, messing around in the studio. I think I remember J. Cole saying something, man, alluding to, you know, how he came up with his tag or a tag that he was going to be using in one of his records. And at that point, I said, I got to figure out what's going to be my tag. So, I mean, I would say, you know, regularly. But I'm like, man, what I'm going to do to make it stand out? So I started playing with it in the studio. And then I just said, you know what, at the beginning of every record, I'm going to say, you know, oh. right? You know, all of since 2014, 2015, you know, you know has been my tag. And I started with the first, my first project, Stand For Justice or Else. I released it to the world with You Know at the beginning of every record, and that just really stamped it for me, bro. Yeah, but the meaning behind it more so is it's not if you know, it's pretty much saying you know what's going on, right? More so telling you than assuming that you know something. It's telling you, you know what's going on, you know.
And you know what? I've been saying it wrong. I've been saying if. I'm happy I asked. So now I know it's you know, you know.
You know, you know now.
There we go. Now I know for sure. I mean, War Cries Out.
Come on.
Can you please define this title for our listeners?
Man, War Cry, War Cry. And if you Google a definition of War Cry, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's really a call to rally the soldiers, rally the troops for battle, right, or a particular mission. And it's a lot of soldiers in our community, man, that have been using their talents and, you know, their energy to destroy our community, unfortunately, because they've been taught, you know, and trained, and due to the lack of knowledge and ignorance, you know, they've just been living life in a way that's conducive to destroying our community. But with all of their experience, their know-how, you know, their pain and their struggle, War Cry is a project to take that energy and take the negativity and convert it into something positive for our community, whereas they can use what they've learned in the struggle for the, you know, well-being of our overall communities, man. So, yeah, War Cry is a call to rally the troops and everybody that want to work to make our communities better but just didn't know that they had a brotherhood or a sisterhood out here that was on the same page.
And boy, oh boy, did you rally the troops on
Come
this
on.
Debut album.
Woo!
I remember hearing that you got a call. You was at 68 on the iTunes charts, yeah. Which is amazing.
Amazing.
You know, it's... Then you outpace and out. I'm talking. We talking Kendrick. We talking Future.
Come on.
We talking. What's his name? Frank. A lot of. Look,
are
it don't
you
even
name
matter.
Dropping out here, brother?
It don't even matter. Because the only name that's finna get dropped right now is Golden Child. Because you went from 60 to number 3
in the world
on the
man.
iTunes charts.
Yeah,
and I don't
man.
Think people understand how big that is.
I didn't.
I want to know in just a second, because you know. People are buying your music today's streaming age.
Yes.
So you said you didn't know how big of an
impact.
Brother,
I didn't. And as the days go by, I'm still learning how big that was. I'm not going, because my goal was never to chart, brother. That was never one of my objectives. The goal was to create an album that was going to work to make our communities a safe and decent place to live. And I'll let you finish. But somebody reached out to me and told me that I charted. And then from there, I said, yeah, let's take full advantage of this moment.
Man, I mean, well, how meaningful of this moment, how meaningful is things for your career?
Man, charting at number 3, it definitely changed my life, right? And we just charted. We haven't even really gotten into, you know, everything that comes with charting that high. But this right here is happening, you know, because of, you know, what's happening with War Cry. Yeah, we charted, bro. It was big. It was epic. One of my brothers reached out to me and was like, bro, you charted. And from there, I said, it's time to rally the troops, man, because it just went to show me that without a single cent put behind marketing and promoting this project, I don't have any private investors. I'm not signed to any label. The people were ready for something. And it's just like, hey, man, the time is now.
You know, I'm thinking about, before we tap into this music break, this album has no profanity.
Not one curse word.
You charted with no profanity.
Come on.
You know what? I'm sorry. How did I miss these hand claps? I'm sorry.
I got like, you, brother. I got you.
Absolutely no profanity in the whole entire album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that's breaking barriers alone.
Big time.
It's your debut album.
Debut. Come on now.
Big debut.
Big day.
I want to get back into some old music.
Come on, yes, sir.
Return of the Gods. Can you break that down for everybody before we get into it?
Man, real quick, Return of the Gods, man, I shot this video on T-Block. Shout out my brothers out west on Trumbull, man. It was really a song, you know, along the same lines of rallying the troops and getting people to understand that regardless of, you know, our petty differences and what we may believe, you know, we have an enemy that, you know, regardless of, you know, what we may believe or what we may look like, will take us all out of here, man, if we don't come together. So, Return of the Gods.
Chicago Golden Child is in the building. You tapped in to Vocalo Radio, and here's his latest a track off his latest debut album, War Cries, called Return of the Gods, and we're going to return right after this music break.
You know, you know.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. It's the return of the gods.
Yes, sir, brother. Keep
you
it
know,
together.
You know.
You know, you
I
know.
Got it now. You know, you know, man. It's Vocalo Radio Chicago's only NPR music station. And as you all know, the station is for the kids, and Golden Child Music is as well. I was briefly talking about profanity, and man, brother, like, it's like you got to, can you teach, I feel like you need to teach a class.
I may just need to do that, brother.
You know, because I had some up here, and it done left me. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's a big deal when you can go on these records on wax, and you can lay these lyrics down without having any provocative words. I mean, do you see, I mean, I know you do, but what's the power in doing that?
Man, first and foremost, to God be the glory for everything that we're doing, you know, and for everything I got going on right now. Man, the power, man, one of the objective was to show the world, man, and to show our community that it could be done, right? I got multiple brothers reaching out to me and sisters saying, when I tell them, hey, man, it was no cursing on the project. They had already listened to it. They go back and listen to it because they say, hold on, wait a minute. It sound like you was cursing, brother. But you weren't cursing? Right? So the power, man, you know, it's just a lot of negativity, man, that certain words carry. And when we're trying to uplift our community and make our community a safe and decent place to live, man, I thought it was important, you know, as a young man to show the world, you know, the importance of having a vocabulary, man, and being able to speak and articulate yourself without every other word having to be, you know, vulgar and derogatory. And the chart with that type of, you know, project, no cursing, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, impactful, bro.
Yeah.
Impactful.
Let me give you some more of these. Yes, sir. And it's funny you say that because I hit you up. I say, I need some radio edit. And it died, though. You say, brother, I didn't use any
profanity. I didn't curse, brother. I wasn't cursing, brother.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm so used to asking artists to send me over, you know, radio edits. I'm like, you know what? You right. My bad.
Right.
I'm so used to it. So it feel good. It's like, as listeners, we so used to it, so I did have to go back. I say, oh, man, you flow so well. It's like, okay,
man,
you did that.
Bro, it's a blessing, bro. It took me time to figure out a formula, man. This is years in the making, bro, because the objective with this project was to make a project that wasn't preachy, right? That didn't feel like somebody was telling you what to do or condemning you. And working in the trench the way we work in the trench, you really come to learn that it's a certain way you got to communicate, you know, with our brothers and our people and people in general, man. People don't like to be told and forced to do anything. Generally, people like to act on their own will. Mm-hmm. And with this project, man, I just thought it was so dope that we was able to make a project that was relatable, right, and wasn't corny, and that people from all walks of life could listen to and get a message without feeling like they sitting in a room being jammed and condemned for what they are not doing.
Let's talk about the journey. Like, what what was the journey like putting together your debut album?
Man, I know God had his hands on it because this project didn't come together the way a typical album comes together, man. Some of these songs are about 4 or 5 years old that I had and that I sat on because I didn't want to release it until it was time and until it felt right. And it was some things that I talked about in certain records that I hadn't necessarily done yet that I wanted to release the record after I actually did what I said I was doing in those records.
Nostradamus up in
there. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of this stuff we spoke into existence, I knew I was going to walk a certain path, but I didn't feel like it was time to release these records until I could release them and say I actually lived that. You know what I'm saying?
That's love right there. I mean, is there anything you learned from this album that made you look at life differently?
When God is with you, who can be against you, man? That's what I learned, bro, man. And not even to sound, you know, real spooky or preachy, but the things that have happened in just this short period of time with this project has been miracles, bro. Like, want to shout out my brother GLC, man. Once I charted, he texted me and was like, hey, man, I was told, you know, that it take a crazy bag, you know, to even chart like that. Like I told you, I'm still trying to figure, you know, how big this charting thing was. And I'm like, you talking about a crazy bag, bro. We didn't put no money, but we just released the album. And for it to chart at number 3 in the world, that's a miracle. But it went to show me that a project with no profanity, that was uplifting our community, that uplifted, you know, our men, our women, our children, that didn't degrade and devalue our community, could chart up there with some of the best. And it showed me that right now, more than ever, the people in general are ready for something new, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. They are. I mean, even looking at your album, War Cry, I don't see any features. This is solo work right here,
man,
brother.
I wasn't going to talk about it, but if you want to talk about
this is solo work right here.
Come on, man.
That's tough.
No features, bro. Listen, up there with the best. No features, brother. Man, I was determined, man, not to release this project with features because it was my first project. I wanted to see what I could do on my own. And my mind was blown, bro, to chart like this up there. Now, listen, the people that were ahead of me, there was features on those projects now.
Big name features.
Big name features. And I charted, man, at number 3. So it was a blessing, man. And the streets has been hitting me like, hey, bro, you charted at number 3 on Apple Music, but you number 1 in the trenches, man.
Yeah. I mean, I got another joint loaded up. But before we wrap things up, I want to briefly go back to Unity. Because I want people to understand how heavy you all are in the streets as far as helping the community and outreach. Is there any new initiatives you all are pushing as of lately that, you know, you will want people to know about and also let people know how they can donate?
Man, a lot of our success with the Unity movement has been rooted in us keeping a lot of stuff offline and out of the public eye, right? And when it does come to the public, whatever we thought anybody might try to get in the way of, it's already done. You can't do nothing about it, right? The current initiative is still the same, making our communities a safe and decent place to live. But a lot of times we talk about violence prevention and cleaning up our communities without working with those that have, you know, worked to destroy the community, if you will, right? For whatever reason, we may be afraid. We may not know how to communicate with our brothers. We may not feel like it's worth, you know, putting our lives on the line. But there is no really cleaning up our communities without, you know, dealing with those soldiers that need us the most, right? And as long as that divide is right there and that disconnect is right there, you know, we'll talk good, but we won't really do well, and it won't show in our communities, man. You got to go deal with the members. And when you sit down and deal with them, you'll realize it ain't no cleaning this up without working with these brothers. It's not happening, right? So, yeah. I'm excited, bro. You can donate at GiveButter.com/Unity Series, or, you know, you can just reach out to me via DM, you know, because we're not turning down no forms of payment, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo. You know, we need as much as we can to in turn dump back into this movement, for sure.
And most importantly, go buy the album.
Go buy the album on iTunes, on Spotify, on whatever platform we charted due to album sales, y'all. Yeah. It's only $8.99, so I don't know how many people are hearing this, but the reason I want you to buy the album, because I know we got to go, is because this is bigger than just supporting an artist, a rap artist. This album going number one is going to result in the whole world having to take a moment and listen to a project that's completely geared towards making our communities a safe and decent place to live. You can't talk about, we want to clean up the community, you know, we want to make our community safe and not get behind movements and brothers that are actually getting it. Listen, I'm going to say this and then we go on. You can no longer say that an alternative to the foolishness that's out here on these airwaves does not exist, because it absolutely does in the War Cry album. A round of applause, brother. Press the button, brother.
Hey, I beat you to it. I had them loaded and ready to go.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you are truly gifted, my brother. Mm-hmm. I mean, War Cry is out right now.
Come on.
The brother that produced this this joint gifted is also truly gifted. He's... what, he just turned 15
years old?
But he made it when he was 13.
He made it when he was 13. Shout out IQ.
Oh, my God. Give out your IG, your Instagram again. Let people know how they can follow you.
Man, please follow me at Golden Child. It's spelled different. It's spelled like goals. We got goals in life. GOALDEN_CHYLD. Golden Child. GOALDENCHYLD. Follow me on all platforms. Reach out to me. DM me. Book me. Let's go all the way. You know,
yes,
you know.
Sir. Oh, you beat me to it. Yes, sir. Hey, that's Golden Child Chicago, man. yeah, I got this joint loaded up. Y'all enjoy it. Give me a follow at Official Biko. That's Official B as in boy, E-K-O-E. Follow Vocalo, V-O-C-A-L-O. Head over to our site for your daily dose of entertainment. And yeah, you'll be able to run this interview back as well. You can watch it, stream it. It's all going to be on Vocalo. But I got to get into this record because it's one of my favorites. It's called Gifted. I'll catch y'all tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. I holla.
You know, you know.